Yes, the significance of it is very clear. The President of the Republic of Ghana, who did the official virtual launch in September last year, has agreed to do the sword cutting. The importance of it is that it emphasizes the commitment of government of Ghana to support this project. The Minister for Tourism is also coming, and it gives a signal to the rest of our constituents that indeed the project is real and it's coming on. The President will definitely announce government support, and it will ginger a lot of interest in other donors in various parts of the world to contribute to the project. We think that the construction should take not more than 2 years, so that come July 2023, we will commission this museum.
What impact do you think this museum is going to have on not only Africans and Ghanaians, but the international community, Black people in the international community or in the diaspora?
I must say that it has already started making waves in various parts of Africa and the diaspora. And we are getting tons of emails and through our website, through telephone calls about interest in this project, because we know that a lot of people are hungry for the real history of Africa, written by Africans, and also covering not just the continent of Africa, but for all parts of the world where people of African descent live. So now we have contacts in Brazil, in Puerto Rico, in Colombia, even in some parts of India and Turkey, where most people do not know that there is still a population of descendants of Africans living there. So it's amazing how this project has generated so much interest around the world. Their significance in African society and the contribution that herbal plants are making to the health delivery system of Africa, and of course, how we can also undertake scientific research into all of them. We have a group of herbal scientists that are from across Africa and from the Caribbean who are just studying that and getting that space also ready. And then we have the Pan-African Heroes Park, where heroes, not just of Ghana, not just of the continent, but some of the heroes in the various, diasporan countries like in the Caribbean, in South America, some of those who did heroic things there, you know, like starting a revolution against indecency and against the way they have been treated and so on in Jamaica, in Haiti, in Trinidad, Tobago, in Barbados, all across the diasporan world. So this is a very exciting project, and everybody is waiting. I get calls from all over the world, and everybody is anxious that this project should come on, and they will all be here in Ghana to see it, particularly when we get to the commissioning stage.
What is your message to the Black people around the world with this project once it's complete?
The message is clear, that let's all note that we have one heritage. There is no doubt about it. We'll find out from this project that we have one heritage. From all that we will see there, from the opportunities that we'll grant for conferences, meetings, there will be accommodation there for all kinds of festivals involving people from various parts of the world. But so telling them that we have a common heritage, the idea that we got separated, it's not our fault. Let's all get together, and that when we educate ourselves, heal ourselves, we will then end up inspiring ourselves. At the end of the day, I would want people who come visit the site to get inspired, to now build new resolutions for a better society.